This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the evening edition with Kelvin, Lynn, and Ayman. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Today, we're looking at this story on Bloomberg about co-working spaces in Japan. Phone booth-sized offices are making debut in the country to meet demand for telecommuting.
Yeah, so these phone booth-sized offices or capsules are about to take over train stations, airports, or even lobbies of many buildings. So they are called a telecube, and inside this 13 square feet phone booth-like office, there's a seat, desk, and PowerPoint. So currently, coffee shops in Tokyo are reportedly too crowded with people working on laptops and hogging these spaces. So they saw a vacuum, you know, for flexible working spaces in different locations. So not just like the coffee that can be, you know, you pay for coffee and then you want to
stay there for 10 hours.
Yeah, you stay there for 10 hours. But now you just want to work. You don't want coffee or anything, right? So the company says if you're on the way back from, you know, like a sales appointment and happen to have like 15 minutes of a break waiting for a train or something, you may want to, have quick access to workplace and get something done. So
just a quick question. Why are we calling them co-working spaces?
Yeah, it's not co-working. It's like, you're trying to isolate yourself from everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah. How is this co?
It's not co-working space. I think it's maybe
super solo working space. Yeah, super
solo. To use these so-called co-working spaces, right? Whatever it is, the users have to reserve this booth ahead of time and unlock them using a QR code on their smartphones. And each of them costs 250 yen or 9.50 ringgit for every 15 minutes. So given the demand for a coffee shop workspace in Tokyo, the price point does look reasonable.
Yeah, I guess that's correct, because they also have corporate subscription plans, like a postpaid thing or prepaid thing. So they charge monthly for a fixed pool of hours. So this is when the demand debate comes into play, because they are planning to install 1,000 of these work capsules by 2023, and the Japanese government is also encouraging people to work remotely due to congested transportation networks during the 2020 Tokyo Olympics next year. So because of this, they expect 7.8 million spectators and also tourists they're expected to visit the country. So a lot of networks are going to be congested, and the reports also say that companies are also increasingly embracing the idea of allowing employees to work remotely. So a lot of data is also supporting this, there's an increase in companies adopting flexible working hours in the last 10 years. So all in all, I guess there are many enablers around this concept that I think the company is trying to leverage on. So it's pretty promising for them.
You know, I think I've gone on record before on the show as saying that this open office space that BFM works on is not super conducive for everybody. So I am going...
Distracting.
Yes. So I'm very into the idea of a phone booth-sized super solo office that, you can just
go
in.
You may not necessarily work there. You just want to be alone sometimes. Or
maybe new parents are just going to be like, no, never mind.
Go sit in the phone booth and think about the errors of your ways.
Oh, no, I meant the parents are going to isolate themselves. Just like, no, never mind. Okay, so moving on from telecommuting to telcos, Maxis Berhad released their second quarter results. How's the counter doing on Bursa?
Yeah, so Maxis' second quarter profit fell 17% to 397 million ringgit. So they say this is mainly due to lower ARPU and the termination of network sharing agreement, higher staff and resource costings, among others. So revenue was also flat at 2.2 billion ringgit, but compared to the previous quarter, they gained some momentum in mobile, fiber and enterprise solutions. So they declared second interim dividend of 5 cent net per share. So the counter closed at 5.44 ringgit, which fell 5%.
Sean, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.